Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Miller didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Dove.
Now she knows that Dove, D-U-Z, is best.
It does everything.
Mrs. Miller used to frown at those greasy work shirts on wash day and say,
here I go scrubbing the fingers off again.
Then she'd sort out those dirty towels.
Do you suppose they'll ever be white again?
And she'd look at her pretty rayon slips.
Oh, those colors. How could I keep them from looking so washed out?
Ah, and then the lady who didn't became a lady who does. She found does best. This new kind of soap does everything in the wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for getting work clothes clean easy, along with extra safety for nice colors. Now, wash day is a different story for Mrs. Miller.
What do you know? Dozen those work shirts is a cinch. I didn't do any hard scrubbing, and look how clean they are.
Of course, does can't be beat for cleaning power.
Dozen my towels get them the whitest white I ever hung on the wash line.
Sure, does can't be beat by any soap for really white washes.
And dozen those pretty colors really leaves them brighter.
Sure, does is safer for colors so they last longer. You see, ladies, does everything. It's been proved best in actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Does beat them all with its wonderful combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does, not a lady who didn't. Does best. Does everything. Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. The bad people in this world are made up of two types. Those who willfully set out to do evil, and those who, through circumstances beyond their control, find themselves in evil company. Molly decided long ago that Mike Hilton came from the latter group. And so now, Molly is deeply distressed at the thought that Elsie's rejection of Mike will drive him back to his old ways. A little earlier, Jake finally agreed with Molly to invite Mike up to Lastonbury. But there is still Elsie's mind to change, and Molly is doing her best. Listen.
Ma?
What?
I thought you were going to call the hotel.
Why should I call? I know Papa went to the hotel to get the money out of the vault to give to Mike, Rosalie.
Ma?
Yeah?
What made Papa change his mind about Mike?
What do you mean?
Well, first, he didn't want Mike to come to Lastonbury.
Well, when Papa saw in Mike Hilton what I saw, it didn't take him long to decide that Mike is a man among men to be desired and sought as a friend and as a neighbor, Rosalie. You know people only when you know them. By what ye are, shall you be known? Not by what people say you are. It's a big difference, my kin. A big difference.
Why don't you tell that to Mrs. Warren, Ma?
I'm waiting for my opportunity to tell her, Rosalie, dear. And when she comes in, I want her to go after her.
Are you going to tell her that Mike is coming to Lastonbury with us?
But I'm going to tell her or not tell her depends on what she will say and not say. Previous prepared conversations are wasteful, Rosalie. When one face faces another face, and the latitude of each is evident, then you know how to proceed, not before.
Is Mike going to live with us, Mark?
Where then? Until he finds a place he wishes to buy.
Well, is he going to use any of that $25,000, Mark?
Rosalie, please. His financial privacy I didn't intrude on yet, please. Is Mrs. Warren coming down the stairs?
I think so.
So you go in.
But I'll disturb Uncle David if I go in the room, Ma.
You wouldn't disturb if you go tiptoeing.
Ma.
Rosalie.
Why can't I stay?
Of course.
When are you going to stop treating me like a baby, Ma?
When you'll cease to be a child.
And when will that be?
When you'll be a woman.
When?
When you'll be a mama.
When?
Rosalie, please.
Never, Ma. To you, never.
I hope so. I hope so, never. I hope so, never. To me, you should always be a baby. Oh, Mrs. Warren. Are you busy?
Yes, I am, Connor. Just dusting up the place a little.
Rosalie, take the dusting cloth from Mrs. Varon and show how beautiful you can dust. So, darling.
No, don't bother.
Rosalie loves to dust. Go, child.
No, please.
Rosalie, don't mind. Do you, Rosalie?
No.
You just sit where you are, Rosie.
Ma?
Sit down a minute, Mrs. Varon, do you?
Mrs. Goldberg, I know what you want to talk to me about, and I'd rather not.
Rosalie,
but Mrs. Warren said she doesn't want to talk about Mike.
I said, Rosalie, dear, see how Uncle David is feeling, please, if you will.
He's sleeping, Ma.
See?
Ma.
See?
But Ma.
See?
excuse me.
Mrs. Goldberg, I know exactly what you want to say about Mike Hilton.
Then I won't say it, but you can sit and visit with me a little bit, can't you? Sit down, dear.
I can't think of anyone else or anything else but my daughter Mary, Mrs. Goldberg. And until she gets home...
You told her to come home, so she's evidently on her way now.
Well, I hope so. I want to hear this whole story from her and nobody else. And if she was the one that put the $25,000 in your pocketbook, I want to know where that money came from and who it rightfully belonged to.
Mary found the money, Mrs. Wilde.
If she found it, why didn't she turn it in? And why did she put it in your pocketbook?
Well, maybe because...
It's easy to make excuses for your children, Mrs. Goldberg, but I'm not going to. Mary wasn't brought up in the kind of home that made money or wealth too important. It's true, we never had much, but we never wanted more than we had. The one thing I always prided myself on was the way I raised both my children. Mary was 18 years old before she left home. Your habits and your morals and your standards of living are pretty well set for that age. Well, they should be. No Mike or Joe or anybody should be able to make you forget your bringing up. Yes, of course, I failed.
Mrs. Warren, dear. Should I accept the telephone? I'll take it. You sit there. Hello?
Hello?
Seymour?
Yes, Mrs. Goldberg, how are you?
How are you? It's Seymour from Laston Bend.
Will you ask him about Mary?
Seymour, did Mary Vile leave Lastonbury yet?
Well, I'm not to stay you with her now.
Yes?
She wants to talk to her mother.
Hold, Seymour, hold 1 minute.
All right.
Mrs. Vile, Mary wants to talk to you.
She's still in Lastonbury?
Hello, Seymour.
Yes?
Seymour, put Mary on the telephone.
She's at the ticket office buying her ticket.
Oh, just a minute. She's by the ticket office buying her ticket. She'll be there in a minute. And then
when are you coming home, Mrs. Goldberg?
Any moment now, Seymour.
Are you going to go to Mexico, Faith?
Well, we're in communication and we'll see which procedure we'll proceed.
Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes?
How is Rosie?
Oh, Rosalie's well.
I couldn't talk to her for a minute, could I?
Well, Rosalie's just preoccupied at the moment. I wish you could postpone it, Seymour.
All right. Will you give her my regards? And tell her I wish she's well.
I will, Seymour. I will. I'll tell her that you're sending her regards and she's well. She's very well. She's not nervous. We're all feeling much better now since Mr. Goldberg is here. We're all very well. And tell everybody in Lastonbury how we're feeling. And as soon as we know exactly on what train, what reservations we're making, so we will communicate.
All right.
To your whole village, darling. If you're going from the bowling alley tonight, so tell everybody. Yeah, darling?
Will.
Do that. And how is everything in Lastonbury?
Fine.
Yeah, are they ice skating on the lake?
No, on the pond, not the lake.
Oh, just the pond, huh?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then what else, Seymour?
Nothing. Only that my sister Bertie took it upon herself to rent a few of your rooms because of the housing shortage.
What?
I said the housing shortage. Yeah, Bertie rented a few of your rooms in your house.
I know, but Seymour, only the two garret rooms and the downstairs room, I hope so.
Well, I don't know what she rented.
Yeah? To who did she rent?
I don't know, but she made them pay a month in advance.
What, a month in advance?
Yeah.
Oh, my, so they'll be in my house when I return?
Well, if it's only the garret.
Oh, my, sir. It's done, it's done. So what can we do?
Sure. Bertie wants to know if it's all right to let Mr. Candido use your barn for a few months.
For what?
Here's Mary. Bertie will call you, Mrs. Goldberg.
All right, Seymour. All right, just a minute. Mrs. Vine, here's Mary.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr.
Goldberg.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Mary.
Yes, Mother.
Mary, aren't you...
I have time to answer questions. My train will pull in any minute now. I just had to call to tell you that...
To tell me what, Mary?
About everything that happened, Mother.
Yes?
All of what happened, Mother, was my fault.
Yes, Mary?
Listen, Mother. Mike had nothing to do with all this. Mike's been very good to me. Mother, I'm just afraid that you might not understand. I'm just afraid that you might do something now you'll regret later on.
What is it you're referring to, Mary?
Well, I don't know how much you know.
I know enough, dear. I know enough.
Did Mike tell you?
No.
Where's Mike now?
What happened? Well, nothing, dear, nothing. Mike's at the Greensville Hotel.
Why, Mother?
Oh, please, Mary,
Mike isn't important. It's you I'm worried about.
Mother, don't. Please don't. I'll be able to take care of myself. Lenny understands. I told him everything. But it's you I'm worried about. You and Mike, Mother.
Now, don't be a child, Mary. All that's important for me is your future, not mine.
My future? Lenny and I mean... Oh, Mother, please, you don't know Mike at all. Not really.
I'm afraid I do. Only too well.
But you're wrong. You're wrong. The two of you are...
Are what, Mary?
Oh, I don't have time to explain, Mother. My train's coming in, but I'm sure you know what I mean, Mother. Oh, please wait until I get home before you make any decisions.
But, Mary,
I have to hang up now, Mother.
Oh, just a minute, Mary.
Jay? Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Mother, I'm still here.
Where's Mike, Jay?
At the hotel.
Mother, I have...
Well, all right, Mary.
Is that your daughter Mary on the phone, Mrs.
Yes,
Warren?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to say a word to her, please.
Oh, hello, Mary. Mr. Goldberg wants...
Not now, Mother. Here's my train. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mary.
Didn't she want to speak to me?
She was afraid she'd miss her train.
What did you want to say, Jay?
I just wanted to tell Mary that Mike said the money was hers.
Well... Jake's announcement that the $25,000 belongs to Mary is really a bit of news. How did that happen? What with Jake's discovery and Mary's plea that she make no hasty decisions, Elsie is really in a quandary. You know, there are some things you can always depend on for a top-notch job. That certainly goes for Does. Now, you've probably heard Does is best. It does everything in your wash. Well, you can depend on Does doing everything in the dishpan, too.
What's that about dishpan?
I say this new kind of wash day soap really does everything for dishes. Does gives you suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to hands. Now, isn't that everything you want for dishes?
Could be.
Look, do you like lots of suds?
Who doesn't?
Well, this new kind of soap springs up into suds the instant water hits it. Suds that stand up so you aren't forever adding soap. Would you like to clean up greasy frying pans in a hurry?
Sure thing.
Does speeds through the toughest grease without hard scouring.
Say.
And best of all, Does is actually kinder to your hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves hands feeling smooth and comfortable.
Does sure does a lot.
Does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D.U.Z. Does. King Solomon's verdicts were always accepted, but apparently Mike is no King Solomon. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. When you do kitchen duty, do your war duty. Fight waste. Don't waste soap. It contains vital war materials.